This is an Audio Holdings production.
Dark Horse, The Private Life of George Harrison by Jeffrey Giuliano. George Harold Harrison was born at 12:10 a.m. on February 25, 1943. Many years later, the philosophically minded Beatle endeavored to put a finger on the metaphysics involved in this, his latest incarnation. Try and imagine the soul entering the womb of a mother living in 12 Arnold Grove, Wavertree, Liverpool, 15. There were all the barrage balloons and the Germans bombing Liverpool, all that was going on. I sat outside the house a couple of years ago imagining 1943, nipping through the spiritual world, the astral level, and getting back into a body in that house. That really is strange when you consider the whole planet, and all the planets that there may be on the physical level. How do I come into that family, in that house, at that time, and who am I anyway? Mr. Harrison's first impression of his little son wasn't quite so lofty. I vaguely remember tiptoeing up the stairs to see him after he was born, he says. All I could think of was that he looked so remarkably like me, a tiny, squalling, miniature replica of myself. At his mother's insistence, baby George was baptized a Catholic like the other children, although the Harrisons were admittedly not overtly religious. George's mother recalls him as a toddler. George was good as a child. He was no trouble at all and seldom misbehaved. Lots of people think that maybe I say this now because he's famous, but he was good. George was very eager to start school. He was bright, intelligent, and extremely independent. He and his brother Pete were always together, and as a tot, George would often look at photographs of his brother and think it was him. He never played about the streets as a child. He used to like swimming and always found something constructive to do with his spare time.